Today's daf is Erev and Daf Peches. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to draw water onto a balcony as long as the balcony has mechitzos, but there are two versions of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, whether you're allowed to dispose of water from a balcony, get rid of the water, where the water will then flow beyond the mechitzos of the balcony. So everyone agrees that you can pour waste into a cesspool in a chatzur because they often become absorbed in the ground and they don't flow out into the Rishas Rabbim, so that's for sure okay. V'chein shtei gezuz tara'os. The Mishnah said the two balconies, one is higher than the other, have to join in a single eruv in order to draw water from the upper one. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav lo shanu el besmucha. That's only if they're within four tefachim of each other. But if they're not within four tefachim of each other, Rav l'shitasa would say that's tashmish derech avir, and tashmish derech avir does not have the ability to aser on the other person. Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Chia, Rav Yosef, Amar Rabbi Chia, Rav Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yoshe, yesh gezel b'shabbos. If a person uses his neighbor's churva without permission, more often than the real owner himself uses it, he still has to join in a narrative in order to carry in that property. So Rabbi says that seems to be directly against our Mishnah, because the people in the lower balcony, who says they have permission to use the upper balcony? So the Gemara says, no, they do. They participated in paying for the mechitza in the upper balcony. But still, if the lower balcony builds their own mechitzas, then they're disassociating themselves with the upper balcony, and then they no longer need to join in the Erev with them for the people in the upper balcony to be able to use the mechitzos in order to draw the water. The Mishnah then goes on to say, Chatzar shibchusa me'arba amos ein shovchen betocha mayim b'shabbos. If a chatzar is smaller than 4x4 amos, so you're not allowed to pour wastewater into it on Shabbos unless there's a cesspool there that can catch all the water up to a cesspool that could hold at least 2 besa'a of water, and that 2 besa'a all has to be under the drainage hole of that little pool in the chatzar. So Gemara asks, my time, why would it be mutter to pour water into a large chatzar? So two shitas. Rabbi says, "M'nei adam asay l'stapek sasay mayim b'chol yom." People, that's how much water people use each day. They use 2 saw of water each day, and in a large chatzah, they can sprinkle that amount on the ground to keep the dirt down without the water running into the rishus harabim. If the chatzah were 16 amos in a rectangular shape, 16 square amos in a rectangular shape, 8 amos by 2 amos, it would be usher since people wouldn't sprinkle down the dirt in an oddly shaped chatzah like that. When the Mishnah goes on to allow a chatzah and an achsadra whose measurements equal Dalet Amos together, is probably referring to a square, not an oddly shaped, the Gemara goes on to tell us. So that's all one sheet. The second sheet is Rabbi Zeira says, Arba Amos Taimi, Pachs Me Arba Amos Lataimi. The water can be absorbed in the ground when it's an area larger than 4x4 Amos. Less than 4x4 Amos is just not enough room for the water to be absorbed in the ground. If it was 2x8 Amos, then there is enough room for the water to be absorbed in the ground, and that would be perfectly okay as well. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds that Bivshu Kamur Dalet Amos Pershus Rabin, Shavkum Latochum Mayim Bishav. You can pour water into a drain that runs from a chatzar into Rosh Hashanah as long as the first 4 amos of that drain, of that gutter, in the Rosh Hashanah is covered. So the chabim hold, it doesn't matter how long it is, you're not allowed to pour something directly into the drain, even if it has, unless you pour it onto a roof and then it naturally flows down. It has to be a little bit more indirect. Chananya would hold that even pouring on a roof is usher, because a roof never absorbs anything, so it's the same thing as pouring directly into the drain. You know exactly where this water is going. Rabbi Zeira, who held that the Tana at the beginning of the Mishnah only requires 16 square amos so that the water can be absorbed, understands that the Tana in the beginning of the Mishnah happens to be Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. A Braisa specifically requires a space of 4x4 amos is assuming like the Rabbanan. We, the Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, would say you don't need 4x4 amos, 8x2 amos is also good enough. Then the Gemara quotes two versions of a Braisa that applies, of how a braisa applies the heter to pour water. But medvar mumurim b'mosachama, that we're only limited to using a cesspool in the summertime when people who see water gushing out of gutters will think that you can always pour out the water. But in the rainy season, every gutter is gushing out water, so no one's going to think anything, it will be totally fine. And the second version is, amrav nachem b'mosachashamim, uka machzik sasayim nosnil sasayim. In the rainy season, you could pour the amount of water that corresponds to the available space in the cesspool. But in the summertime, you can't pour any amount of water into the cesspool unless there's a space for full 2 sa'a, because we're worried that people will pour 2 sa'a into it when there's not space for 2 full sa'a. So even if there's just space for 1 sa'a, you're not even allowed to pour 1 sa'a into it because we're afraid you're going to pour 2 sa'a into it. Then at the very end of the parak, of achein shtei diutos, the Mishnah said if 2 balconies overlook the same chatzer and the people in one balcony made a cesspool and the people in the other balcony didn't, so only the people who made one are allowed to pour water out. So at first, Rava thought that that would be Asr for the other people, even if they joined in a single Erev. But the Gemara concludes that no, Rava says that it's only Asr if they didn't join in a single Erev, where there's a concern that they may bring out the wastewater in Kalim to the cesspool, and that would be a violation of carrying without an Erev. And that's the end of the parak. Hadron Lachetz Mishlatfin, but tomorrow we start the next parak. Oh, yeah.